Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis. Boy, at least at this point of the season, I can't imagine a better week than Auburn had this past weekend with upset wins against both Florida and South Carolina. Big week coming up as well. We'll talk all of that with Auburn head coach Bobby Reynolds. Coach, welcome in. Congratulations. What a heck of a week for the Tigers.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. What a crazy 7 days it's been for us, you know. You know, as I look back and, you know, to beat Georgia and then Florida and then South Carolina at home, you know, it's a statement part of our season so far, this those past 7 days. So I'm really proud of the guys. You know, they just, there's not an out on our court. You know, whether you look up at the singles, whether you look up at the doubles, you know, you have six guys and three doubles teams that are coming out just with the most intensity, the most focus, and just want it so badly, you know, and that makes us a tough team. You know, it's a, we're a tough out, you know, no matter if we play at home or we play away. So really proud of what these guys did this past weekend. It's not easy to go 2-0, you know, in the SEC at home, back to back on a Friday, Sunday, like we did this past weekend.
First win against Florida since 2013, your third consecutive win against South Carolina, but both of those teams are top 25 squads going into the weekend. Florida at 25 and South Carolina at 16. Other than the fact that Auburn is solid from 1 to 6, what was the key for the Tigers this past weekend?
You know, I think, you know, the first one in on Friday, the Dubs, you know, we played a little scared. We really did. And we were, you know, we could have had the opportunity to come out and get that point. Because really they didn't play their best tennis either, you know? So, it was a little frustrating as a coach for that one, but really, you know, I got into them, you know, after that doubles and I said, look, you know, for so many years we've played Florida and we didn't play the individual that was across the net from us. We played the name on the shirt. And the guys, you know, I know they circled that match on the schedule because they wanted that win so badly for some of the seniors who haven't, you know, beaten Florida. And it was like a light switch went off. And our guys went out there and, I mean, we took five of the first sets, against them and like literally it was just a momentum switch for their part. And, you know, we were able to get off the court pretty quickly. And then, yeah, like you said, you know, South Carolina, it's funny how you have those teams who you start having success against, you know, and the same thing with them. We used to get crushed by them, earlier in my career. You know, I felt like they had a couple English guys on the team that were maybe a little bit better in juniors than our English guys. And we played into that a little bit. But now, you know, the last three or four times we played them, you know, we've had the better end of it. And, it's amazing. Like I said, the psyche of your head and what you think you can do. And that's what ended up happening. You know, our guys came out and the Dubs was great. You know, if we would have lost it, it would have been okay. You know, we gave ourselves chances and we just fought and we fought and we fought and we fought. And, you know, down the end, down the stretch at number one, we're able to get a late break, a really, really tough hold to go 5-4. And then it's crazy. You put a couple balls in the court and they start getting a little nervous and you get another break right in a row. So just some momentum. And then into the singles, it was neck and neck the entire way. And it was a couple points here or there really in the end that allowed us to get off the court with Finn and even still have chances at number three with Alejandro.
All right. You've beaten in the last three matches, Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina. You're only midway though through your Southeastern Conference schedule. How do you avoid this being the peak of your season?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. You know, I said that to him. That was one of my things that I said in the locker room as I left. I said, guys, you know, and not a lot of them maybe know the terminology. I said, this is a trap weekend. These next 2 weekends, you know, going to Vandy and Kentucky on the road, then only having one match on the following Sunday against Arkansas away. And I stressed that to these guys. I said, look, everything that we've done so far is great, but really it's no different than really a tennis match, right? We're 4-1 in the conference right now. It's basically like being up 4-1 in a tennis match. You know, you still got to finish out that set and you still got another set you got to play. And again, you know, these guys, I think they have some huge goals that they want to accomplish, and they understand, right? They understand the longevity of the season because of what we went through last year. We had, you know, same thing, great start to the season of the SEC conference. And then down the stretch, we kind of gave it away. And that's something that I think they really, really learned from last year, and it hurt. And we talk about it. And again, you know, now it's this year is the time to take those feelings from last year and change them and do right by right this year.
If you would talk about going back to your alma mater and then, oh, by the way, facing the defending SEC champs that are still unbeaten in SEC play this year, both on the road.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough weekend for these guys. And I think really how we prepare this week and how we approach that Friday match against Vanderbilt will have a carryover effect, obviously, into the Kentucky match on Sunday. The Friday match against Vandy is going to be a challenge because we're playing a team that has nothing to lose right now. I guess, you know, midway through the SEC conference, they're on the lower half of the teams. But it's a team that has nothing to lose, and I think they really want to beat us. And the stage is all set, you know, for coming in there and maybe not coming in 100% ready due to the fact that we're going to actually be playing at Ensworth High School. So we're not even playing on the Vanderbilt campus, you know, with fans and crowd and all those type of things. It's almost going to feel like you're out at a park just playing tennis. So it's going to take a lot of motivation, I think, within and from us coaches to really make sure that our guys – you know, put our head down, put our blinders on, and approach that match, you know, as it is. And, you know, the trickle down effect that it has for, you know, the Sunday match against Kentucky and then obviously leading on into the rest of the season.
Coach, wish you all the best. Safe travels this week. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds on This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.